When you tap for someone else at a distance.
Surrogate tapping.
Okay. Do you say he, she, or do you pretend to be first person?
You speak as they would speak.
Okay, so be like first person.
So like if you're tapping for a pet, I am such a good boy and such a beautiful dog. Everybody loves my shiny coat. You know, whatever. Mommy loves me. Daddy loves me. Whatever words you think the animal hears you say.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, oh, I'm, you know, terms of endearment. If you tap for a kid, you don't say I love and accept myself. Kids don't speak like that. I'm an awesome kid. I'm a great basketball player. Okay, so when you tap for somebody else, you use their words.
Would you still use I?
Mm-hmm. You can go on emofree.com, Gary's site, and you can put in surrogate tapping or distance tapping, and you can get a lot of ideas. But that's the most popular one. Other times people tap on objects, like there's a tappy bear, and you can tap on that surrogately for somebody else.
Tappy bear.
Oh, they're so cute. They have little tappy spots on them.
Is it really a tappy bear he sells?
Yes. A man's 9-year-old daughter came up with the idea, and he markets and sells them. I think there's a link on my website. And it's really good with kid therapy. Taking it out of the bag, tapping on the bear, putting it back in the bag. And it's really good for people to have tappy bears because you can do a lot of inner child work with it. I mean, bears. You know.